Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more clean girl energy. You know that feeling when you have this amazing idea, this dream project simmering in your mind, but then, bam, it gets buried under a mountain of later and someday. We've all been there. Procrastination is like that sneaky roommate who never cleans up after themselves. It just takes up space and makes things messy. But guess what? You've got the power to evict that messy roommate. Today, we're talking about letting go of procrastination and taking action towards those goals you've been dreaming of. Because let's be real, life is way too short to spend it waiting for the perfect time, or feeling overwhelmed by a to-do list that seems longer than the grocery aisle at Costco. Ready to unleash your inner powerhouse? Awesome! Here are 5 keys to help you ditch procrastination and actually get stuff done. First things first, understand your procrastination style. Are you a perfectionist who gets paralyzed by wanting everything to be flawless? Or maybe you're a dreamer who gets distracted by shiny new ideas before finishing the old ones? Identifying your pattern is like unlocking the secret code to breaking free. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without knowing where the leak is coming from, right? Same goes for procrastination. Next up, break down those big, daunting goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Think of your goal like that magnificent Roman city. It takes time and consistent effort to build something incredible. Instead of focusing on the entire structure, focus on laying one brick at a time. Those little steps add up, and before you know it, you'll have built something amazing. Now, let's talk about rewards. This isn't about indulging in chocolate cake after every task, though. Hey, a little treat now and then is totally deserved. I'm talking about celebrating your wins, big or small. Every time you conquer a mini goal, acknowledge your accomplishment. Maybe it's taking a 5-minute break to enjoy a cup of tea, calling a friend to share your success, or simply giving yourself a mental high five. Remember, positive reinforcement is like that secret ingredient that makes the whole process way more enjoyable. Ever heard the phrase, fake it till you make it? Well, sometimes that's just what you need. Even if you don't feel 100% confident, put on your, I've got this, attitude and start taking action. Just by getting started, you'll often find that momentum builds, and your confidence grows along the way. Think of it like riding a bike. Sometimes it takes a little push to get going, but once you're rolling, it becomes easier and more enjoyable. Finally, be kind to yourself. Procrastination isn't always a sign of laziness or lack of willpower. Sometimes, it's a result of stress, overwhelm, or even fear of failure. Don't beat yourself up if you have moments where procrastination creeps in. Just acknowledge it, gently redirect your focus back to your goal, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection. Let me tell you a story. My friend Sarah had this dream of writing a novel for years. She'd start chapters, get excited, then the, someday, monster would snatch her away with distractions like cleaning out the fridge or reorganizing her spice rack. Don't judge, we all have our quirks. Finally, she decided to give herself a small, achievable goal. Write just 250 words every day. No pressure, no perfectionism, just consistent action. Guess what? She surprised even herself and finished her first draft in 6 months. She learned that sometimes the smallest steps lead to the biggest achievements. So there you have it, 5 keys to unlock your potential and leave procrastination behind. Remember, you've got this. Start small, celebrate your wins, be kind to yourself, and keep taking action towards those dreams. Trust me, the feeling of accomplishment when you finally cross something off that list is like hitting a high note in your favorite song, pure joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to tackle procrastination? Share it in the comments below, and let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of clean girl energy, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.